The parasha tells us the Kehanim have a special mitzvah to refrain from becoming tummy to a dead person. The Rishonim, they explain that the reason there's such a mitzvah is because a human body is physical, and it has a nefesh, it has a neshama, it has a soul, and there's a constant battle between the two of them. And the neshama tries to drag the body up to become more spiritual. The guf, the physical body, drags the neshama down. And if a person, so to speak, if his body wins, then that body becomes more and more tainted. It becomes more and more corrupt because it damages neshama. It did aveiros. And for a regular person who dies, once the neshama leaves that body, once the potential for perfection leaves, then whatever is left behind, that thing is tainted, it's tummy. Whereas if a person is a tzaddik, the Gemara famously comments that the bodies of tzaddikim are not metame. And so some people, you know, they will go to certain kivrei tzaddikim, certain kahanim will go, because a tzaddik's body is completely pure. But the question arises, if it's really a bad thing to become tummy to dead bodies, so then why doesn't everyone do that? Why only the kahanim? Every tzaddik, every guy who's, you know, starting to get stark. So okay, that's it. No more going to basic forest. No more going to levayas. And yet we find one of the mitzvahs that every yid is supposed to do is halvayas ames, being malave ames. And we find a lot of big tzaddikim would go and daven by kvarim. Why is it that for kahanim it's such a bad thing, and then for us, for Yisraelim, we're supposed to do it? How does that work? I'll tell you a story. When I was a little boy in yeshiva, Philadelphia yeshiva, I remember learning the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas that David HaMelech got punished because he said, Zmirois hoyu lichu kecha beveis megurai. He's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah Zmirois. He called it a song. And Hashem said, you call my Torah a song, something which is so precious, something which is so hard to attain, something which you have to watch and guard, you call it a song? Hashem punished him, and Hashem made him forget a halacha, as the Gemara continues. And obviously this Avera, so to speak, is obviously a very, 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 so to speak, minute, and only something which David HaMelech would get punished for. But the question always bothered me, if it's wrong, if David HaMelech shouldn't have said it, why do we say it? Why is it still in our Tehillim? David HaMelech should quickly call the editors, tell them, pull it out, take out that pasuk. And yet everybody has it in their Tehillim, and we all say it, and we say it, and we say it, and we daven, and we still say this very pasuk. How could that be? Wrong is wrong. So I went up to my Rishiva, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, and I asked him, Rebbe, how could it be that we still say it if David HaMelech got punished for it? So he told me, for David HaMelech, on his Madrega, it was a problem. For us, it's fine. Okay, but didn't understand. Again, wrong is wrong. You're right, it might be on a more minute scale, but if it's wrong, it's wrong. How could it be that David HaMelech is punished for it and we still say it lechatchila? We go ahead and say it happily. Fine, but okay, Rishiva told you. Fast forward a couple of years. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. And I got in to go to Rabbi Kreiser. It was a big Rishiva, a big pesach in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. Yerushalmi Tzadik, not so well known here. Eretz Yisrael is a big, he wrote a sefer Arach Hama. And he had a vasikin minyan in Zikr and Baisha. And if you got lucky, you can go and make kiddush with him after his vasikin minyan. You can go to his house, you can ask him questions. Fine, so everyone goes around the table asking questions. Okay, this is a good question I have, a bomb question. I asked him the same question. How could we say the pasuk of David HaMelech gets punished? Guess what he tells me. On his madrega, it's a problem. For us, it's fine. Okay. Then, a year later, still in Eretz Yisrael, a friend of mine got me into a meal with Chaim Kanievsky. I'm like, okay, now I'm going to get the answer. And I go and ask Chaim Kanievsky the same exact question. He smiles, he likes the question, he says, Vais techeis, on his madrega, it's a problem. For us, it's fine. If I say three strikes are out, everyone is telling me the exact same answer, but I can't understand it. What does it mean something is wrong on their madrega and it's right for us to go do it lechachila? How could that be? How could that be? So this week, Baruch Hashem, I think I got the understanding. The altar from Kelim, Simcha Zisel Ziv, he asked this question on this pasuk. How could it be that Kehanim have a iser, a avera to go become tamei, and for us, it's a mitzvah. So he brings an al-shech. The al-shech says, you look at the sun. The sun, it's an interesting thing. The sun is the same sun. It doesn't do anything different. It emits heat, energy, light, and yet it has different effects on different things. When a person stands out in the sun for too long, they begin to tan, they get dark. You put clothing out in the sun, they begin to come lighter, they bleach, they fade. You put wax out in the sun, it begins to melt. You put salt water, the water evaporates and begins to harden. So you see that the same exact thing, the sun, that same exact heat source, obviously has different effects on different things. And the reason is because those things have a different makeup. They're made differently. Mitzvahs, says the Al-Shech, are the exact same thing. Hashem makes mitzvahs for each and every one of us. Every single person here has a different makeup. Kehanim have one makeup, Yisraelim have another makeup. Men have one makeup, women have a different makeup. Children have a different makeup. People who are sick, God forbid, have a different makeup. And each one has their mitzvahs which are meant for them, and it will affect them differently. If I, as a Yisrael, choose not to become Tamei, I'll become worse. Because I didn't help another Yid who needed Kavod HaMeis. If a Kohen with his neshama and his makeup goes and becomes Tamei, it's an Avera. It messes him up. And we have to recognize this. Hashem is Hashem. He does it for us.